It's Big Brother in a syringe. Vaccine bill SB 277 was just signed into law by California Governor Jerry Brown. Pushed by Jewish State Senator Benjamin Allen, it requires children to be pumped with needles before they can attend public and private schools, regardless of parental consent or religious beliefs. No exceptions.
There was an article this week that got a lot of attention because this famous non-libertarian governor of California decided he'd get into the practice of medicine and decided that their law on immunizations was much too lax. They actually allowed people, of course, I don't believe the law should have existed, but the California law actually recognized that there could be some exemptions, for medical reasons or for personal beliefs. And this law repealed that and said, no more exemption. I am the king. I am the dictator. And this is what he's done because it's irrefutable. The science is in and everybody has to take these shots.
The science is not in. Formaldehyde and aluminum in vaccines can cause genetic mutations like brittle bones in infants. Herd immunity is no remedy either. The Disney measles outbreak that sparked the law in the first place afflicted both vaccinated and unvaccinated children. There's lots of issues regarding the safety of vaccines. MMR vaccines have killed 68 children and disabled many more with autism since 2005. Even if vaccines were 100% safe and had no side effects, would you still want Big Brother taking away yet another choice in your daily life? It's a Jewish affair, beginning with Sabin, Salk, and Katz. And now Wasserman and Tribe at the RAND Corporation think tank advising HHS has something else up their sleeves. It's called NAIP, National Adult Immunization Program. A syringe to plunge under the sleeves of every adult with an electronic database storing your immunization history. Full spectrum dominance. Get the children and follow with adults. Big Brother wants everyone and everything. It's a fast track to 666. It begins with injecting chemicals into your veins and electronic storage of your immunization. You'll need a chip identifying your immunization status so you can get a job, go to school, and even shop at your friendly supermarket. Just like the same-sex marriage ruling, it's the few deciding what's best for the rest. Vaccines may or may not prevent disease, but now they come with a big dose of Big Brother 2.